We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 to 1, chapter 4, text number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirae. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer his respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nast praesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Namante, Shivaya, Lokasya, Bhavaya, Bhutaye, Ye, Uttam Shloke Parayana, Jnana, Jivante, Na, Atma Artham Asau Para Ashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kuta Kalevaram Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ya Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana Jivanti Narmatam Asau Parashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kutake Lavaram Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ya Uttama Shloke Parayana Jana Jivanti Nanmartam Asau Parashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kutake Lavaram Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaye Ya Uttama Shloka Parayana Jana Jivanti Nanmartam Asau Parashrayam Mumocha Nirvidya Kutake Lavaram sound. Vaishnavis, Mataji. Shiva Loka Shiva. Shivaya Lokasya Rupaya Yavutama Sopara Shrayam Shivaya welfare lokasya of all living beings bhavaya for flourishing bhutaye for economic development ye one who is uttam shloka parayana devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead Jana, man, Jivante, do live, Na, but not, Atma Artham, selfish interest, Asao, that, Para Ashrayam, shelter for others, Mumocha, gave up, Nirvidya, being freed from all attachment. Kuta, for what reason? Kalevaram, mortal body. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Those who are devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though the emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was a shelter for others? Please repeat after me. Those who are devoted to the cause of the personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though the emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was a shelter for others? Purport. Parikshit Maharaj was an ideal king and householder because he was a devotee of the personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualifications. And the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for all the worldly opulences in his possession. But since he was king for the all-around welfare of his citizens, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public and not only for this life, but also for the next. He will not allow slaughterhouses or killing of cows. He was not a foolish and partial administrator who will arrange for the protection of one living being and allow another to be killed. Because he was a devotee of the Lord, he knew perfectly well how to conduct his administration for everyone's happiness. Man, animals, plants and all living creatures. He was not selfishly interested. Selfishness is either self-centered or self-extended. He was neither. His interest was to please the Supreme Truth, the personality of Godhead. The king is the representative of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Lord's interest must be identical with that of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord wants all living beings to be obedient to Him and thereby become happy. Therefore, the king's interest is to guide all subjects back to the kingdom of God. Hence, the activities of the citizens should be so coordinated that they can at the end go back home, back to Godhead. Under the administration of a representative king, the kingdom is full of opulence. At that time, human beings need not eat animals. There are ample food grains, milk, fruit and vegetables so that the human beings as well as the animals can eat sumptuously and to their heart's content. If all living beings are satisfied with food and shelter and obey the prescribed rules, there cannot be any disturbance between one living being and another. Emperor Parikshit was a worthy king and therefore all were happy during his reign. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Janasalakya Chakshulun Militam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurve Namaha. So the title to this chapter is the appearance of Sri Narad. As in the earlier texts and verses, we come to know that these are inquiries that are being headed by Sonaka Rishi, and these are inquiries being put forward to Suta Goswami. So in the Bhagavatam there is two settings. There is Sukadev Goswami speaking directly to Parikshit Maharaj, and there is Suta Goswami speaking to the rishis at Naimisharanya, headed by Sonaka Rishi. So, Sonaka Rishi and is on behalf of the assembly of the rishis that are assembled, asks Suta Goswami to explain about something very interesting. Basically, they put forward six very intelligent questions to Suta Goswami. But in essence, they asked Suta Goswami to summarize the whole range of relevant scriptures and present the most essential points so that fallen souls can easily take to it, especially in this age of Kali. So this was their intelligent questions. And what does Suta Goswami say? He says, Munayo sadhu prishtoham bavad biloka mangalam yad krita krishna samprasno yanatma suprasiddhati. What does Suta Goswami also say? He says, O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this are capable of completely satisfying the self. So you can see that it was a learned audience and equally learned teacher, because the questions put forward were for the relevance of the welfare of humanity at large. And Suta Goswami actually appreciates those questions, as we have just read, and this is very key, that the questions that have been put forward should also be intelligent. And as we know, that realization of knowledge is imparted through the heart, because in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, this knowledge was imparted to the first jiva, Lord Brahma. Tena Brahma Hridaye Adikavaye Muyati Yat Suraya. Hridaya Adikavaye imparted the Vedic knowledge onto the heart of Brahma, the original living being. So, this knowledge is received through oral reception. That's why out of the nine processes of devotional service, the first one is Shravanam Kirtanam, Shravanam, to hear. Because Prabhupada mentions in his purpose, through the process of hearing, we open up our inner cause of knowledge. And this is key because the next, there is also a very important instruction given to us in context of this by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become the servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. And as we know, in the age of Kali, the Param Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making it very clear that we have to become the servant of those who are in the knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Further, it is said, Savai Pumsham Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adok Saje Aituki Aparahita Yayatma Suprasiddhati. The supreme occupation, Dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So the supreme Dharma, is it becoming a scientist? Is it becoming an engineer? Is it becoming a doctor? What is the supreme Dharma? Is that by which you can attain love in devotional service to the Lord. And as we read from the purport of Srila Prabhupada, Parikshit Maharaj, a very important point was brought forward by Srila Prabhupada. He says that an ideal king like Maharaj Parikshit was not only concerned about the welfare of the public for this life, but also for the next. This is ideal leadership. And we can see that in our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada. By naming back the magazine Back Home, Back to Godhead. Because the message can be given by any Acharya in the disciplic succession, but it is one. It has been presented at a different time by one of the Acharyas, but the message is generally the same. The essence is the same. So, further, as we know, we have the book Bhagavatam and we have the person Bhagavatam. So when we are reading through Srimad Bhagavatam, we are understanding the matters through the book Bhagavatam. And then when we are following devotees, like His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and senior Vaishnavas, then we are following the person Bhagavat. And this is very important. Because it says, sadhu sangha, sarva sistri, hoy. Lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva sistri, hoy. That the association, sadhu sangha, the association of a pure devotee is the most cherished thing that we should have. Because a moment of that association can bring us out of the mode of ignorance or darkness that we have been in, that we are meant to be enjoying this world. We get the true knowledge. In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is very important because the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam is given in Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text number 43. Krishna swadamo bhagade dharma gyanadibi saha kalau nashta drishamese puranarko anu aduno ditam. This Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of the Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. And that's what we are reading. As we will come to speak later, Vyasdev, who is the compiler of all the Vedic literatures. In fact, when we are sitting and speaking, this is Vyas Gadi. We are representing Vyasdev. He compiled all the literatures before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was not happy. And that's why the appearance of Narad comes. because Narada is a pure devotee of the Lord. So, we should also imbibe the mood of Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was in the mood of para dukkha dukhi, as we know. He was in the mood of being the ever well wisher. Srila Prabhupada actually painstakingly woke up very early in the mornings when most of us, including myself, are in deep Nidra Yoga. We follow another form of yoga called Nidra Yoga. So, Srila Prabhupada forsake for the welfare of humanity at large to translate these books for us. Imagine every day waking up at midnight or 1 a.m. I do not know, it's midnight or 1 a.m. and translating up to 4 a.m. Why was he doing this? Because of the welfare of all of us. And for the welfare of those who have not come to Krishna consciousness. This is an acharya showing us by example. And he painstakingly did this. And we do not even spend the time to read his books. You can see our positions. The Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is painstakingly done this for us. In his purport is all the nectar. And we should, as disciples and grand disciples, it is said that one should take the instructions of the spiritual master as his life and soul. How do we take that as our life and soul? So, following in the footsteps of great devotees like Maharaj Parikshit and Srila Prabhupada, as we know in the Bhagavad Gita, there is the famous shloka, Yad Yad Acharati Shrestas, that whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow. So, we have in our acharyas and in great devotees like Parikshit Maharaj, examples to follow. We do not need to follow the examples of the so-called leaders of today. Because they are in ignorance. Srila Prabhupada very clearly has stated that we know this for a fact. So we have role models to look upon and lead our lives as an ideal citizen. And as we know that Vyasadev compiled the Mahabharata. Prior to compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam, he compiled the Mahabharata. And he compiled the Mahabharata for women, laborers, and friends of the twice born. And he felt initially that by doing that, he will solve the issues or be able to address the welfare of the civilization. As we know, that was not the case. However, Srila Prabhupada mentions a very important point. What does he mean by twice born? He said, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, who themselves are not equal to their forefathers. Because, you know, we have this system that if I'm born in a Brahmin family, I'm a Brahmin. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, you're twice born because you are not at the level of your forefathers. So you're not automatically qualified. Now, what is the procedure and process for acquiring this knowledge? It's given to us by one of our Goswamis. Sanatan Goswami gives us the mood of inquiry. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the mood of approaching and acquiring the knowledge is given to us by Sanatan Goswami, where he says, Sadhya sadhana tatva puchite na jani, kripa kari sabha tatva kahata apani. Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths. He is acquiring from whom? From Lord Chaitanya. And we know that Sanatan Goswami was a very learned pandita. But you can see the mood, the approach that pure devotees have. That he doesn't know the goal of life. Does anyone in this room not know the goal of life? By show of hands. Is there anyone here that does not know what is our goal of life? Obviously, Sanatana Goswami knew the goal of life. But for the welfare of all of us, he's inquiring this. He's putting himself in a position of someone who doesn't know. If we know this, how can Sanatana Goswami not know this? So the devotees are teaching us. The acharyas are teaching us. Lord Krishna descends to teach us. But we forget very fast. Because of the association of the three modes of material nature. So, why was Vyasadeva discontent? Why was Vyasadeva not satisfied after compiling all these literatures? It is because Narad Muni, before even Narad Muni told him, the Lord revealed it in his own heart. Actually, Vyasadeva, towards the end of this chapter, realizes that because he did not specifically point out the devotional service of the Lord, which is dear both to the perfect beings and to the infallible Lord, because he failed to mention devotional service. He failed to mention the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And because he failed to do that and just touched on the aspect of matter, he was not satisfied. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this analogy many times. You have a bird and it is inside a golden cage. So it's made of gold. It's shining, it's brilliant. So you always keep on polishing the cage. But you never feed the bird. What's going to happen? The bird is going to die. So similarly, everything we are doing is to the body. But we are not nourishing the soul. And we know that in Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna comes as Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna, avatar. He comes in the form of his Nam. So by the process of chanting, we cleanse that heart. So, as we know that the Lord guides us from within as the Paramatma and outside as the Guru, as the spiritual teacher. So, this is very important because we always chant Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yenatasmai Shri Guruve. That I was born in the grossest ignorance. But my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Raja Vidyam Raja Guyam. The king of knowledge. Why? Because it gives us direct perception through realization. It is not through empiric philosophy or speculative knowledge. It is through realization. And that realization process is being explained to us. And that was what, if we see in the purports, Parikshit Maharaj was very keen about. He was just not keen about the welfare of someone who was in a human form of body. He was keen on the welfare of even the animals. And as we know, it is Parikshit Maharaj who encountered Kali hitting who? The bull, the legs of the cow, attacking the legs of the cow. And he was ready right away to kill Kali. So this is so important that today's civilization, as Prabhupada says, if there is proper management, people don't have to eat animals. So, in the Svetashvatar Upanishad 6:38, there is another very nice sloka. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyate katita hi artha praksante mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Automatically revealed. But there must be implicit faith in the spiritual master and in the Lord. That's why Srila Prabhupada has very clearly told us that forget about the nitty-nitty business. And so Narad asked, as we will go to the next chapter, when Narad Muni starts speaking to Vyasadeva, because Vyasadeva obviously was troubled, even after compiling all the Vedic literatures. So Narad Muni asked, are you satisfied by identifying with the mind or the body as objects of self-realization? This is what Narad Muni starts with. Because all that Vyasadeva had done before compiling Srimad Bhagavatam was to identify with the mind and the body as objects of self-realization. And as I gave the analogy of the cage that Srila Prabhupada has given to us, everything was being identified with the body. Nothing for the soul. Because as we know, we have the Supreme Lord, we have His eternal associates, the devotees, and there is service. There is a reciprocation between these three. These three things are continuously happening in the spiritual world. In fact, in the purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Lord has expanded Himself as living beings in order to accept loving service from them. And this alone can satisfy both the Lord and the living beings. Jiva Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. So we are actually eternally meant to be serving the Lord. But when we are trying to serve our senses, that is when we are getting into issues. So, in Bhagavatam 158, because of Archita Prabhu's authority here, I'm now quoting the exact 158. Narad Muni is speaking. Shri Narad Vacha. Bhavata anudita prayam yaso bhagavato amalam yena vasu na tusyate manyata darsanam kilam. What does Narad Muni say? Shri Narad said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. You know, in English we have modems. And in British English they were very strong on modems. Look at the words that have been used. Worthless. Very clearly, it's worthless because we are not glorifying the Lord. What are we doing? So, in this respect, broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere and the world will change, Srila Prabhupada says. And as a result of propagating the transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions on a day-to-day basis. And that's why we are, at this moment, trying to distribute Bhagavad Gita's, the message of the Lord. Why? Because the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita Himself, 1869, Na chatasman manese su kaschin me priya krittama bhavita na cha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than the one, and nor will there be one more dearer than the one who spreads the glories of my name. And we have Gita Jayanti coming this Saturday. And as we know, with the Gita Jayanti coming this Saturday, this Sunday, this is a great opportunity for us. And in the month of December, as the board is there, if anyone has not come on board, if you cannot come on board, come on board by distributing. There is no excuse whatsoever. Because Srila Prabhupada sitting here in Los Angeles on the appearance of his Guru Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami, he gave a very powerful lecture. And in that lecture he said that I was instructed to print books by my spiritual master. I'm an old man. I may leave my body at any time. But my request to all of you is to continue printing and distributing and spreading the message of the Lord. And as we have spoken, and Srila Prabhupada has mentioned to us before, that a devotee is one that takes the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. And we know that Guru Kripa by Bhakti Lata Bij, that by the process of serving your spiritual master, the Bhakti Lata Bij is going to sprout. You don't have to do anything extra, because like it is mentioned, the qualifications of a devotee make him automatically understand this knowledge. So with that, I will end. If there is any questions, any comments, any criticisms, please let me know. But there should be no excuse for us not to distribute Prabhupada's books. If we cannot give, then we should at least volunteer our time and energy. There should be no excuse. This is not done for anyone. It is done for our own purification. In fact, Vaisesika Prabhu, who is the champion of this, he goes out to do this. And once I asked Vaisesika Prabhu in Denver, Maharaj, you are doing, he says, this is for my own purification. So if our leader today in book distribution is doing it for his own purification, there should be no ifs and buts on our end to do this. Anyone has anything to say? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.